Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the third ingredient with the number three is thethirdingredient.com. And, of course, you can find those at Amazon. Chris Bishop's our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, one of our top big thinkers in many areas, folks. He's a futurist and a very innovative guy, and he thinks along those lines that we benefit from his brain on a regular basis. Chris, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the gig economy. We're talking about the different ways that small businesses can take advantage of this. I'd like to point out, though, Chris, that this is not new. This is not new territory for small business. And in fact, I point out in my Age of the Customer book, in the section on outsourcing, that the explosion of small business in the 20th century was a result of corporate America outsourcing. They basically cut loose a bunch of their employees, but that didn't mean that the jobs were still not needing to be done. They cut loose their employees and then hired them back as contractors. And that's been going on. I mean, a lot of wealth has been created in America because of this outsourcing. And so I've identified it as two kinds of outsourcing. One is, some people call it insourcing. I call it outsourcing as a job description, where you offer outsourcing services. And the other is outsourcing as a recipient, meaning that you're the customer, and somebody is providing you with services, like we were talking about earlier. But small businesses have been taking advantage of this for a long time, but it never hurts to remind them how much more efficient you can be if it's not a customer facing, if it's not a core competency for customers. Hire somebody, a contractor, to do it, like you've been talking about.
Yeah, for sure. And again, the beauty is that now, I think, we're in the digital age. If you're not getting specific sort of products or services, you can at least track down someone even to come clean your office or whatever. I mean, TaskRabbit is
for example. Yeah.
I mean, you go online and it's, track somebody down and find somebody. Look at their rating. Again, the ability to look at what other customers or users have said about this person or this company. And make decisions based on the sort of transparency that's engendered by the web now.
Right, exactly.
By apps. It's like, go see what they do, see if they did something similar to what you need, and then reach for them, and you can, bid it out, and then ideally you build sort of a network of these kinds of suppliers, if you will. So you don't have to think about it. Like, let's get Bob in here to.
Well, you schedule them. This is where it becomes an ecosystem, in that you hired them as a one off to begin with, and now they become integrated. This is the beauty of for small businesses. This is the thing that I've been driving home for 20 plus years now. I used to do it in my consulting company, is helping them understand that if you can find a way to become integrated as a contractor, an integrated partner with your customers, that's a customer you can't run off. They're not going to cut you loose if you're integrated because you know stuff, you're performing stuff that they can't do without today, right now. And a competitor is going to be loath to come in and knock you out.
You establish that relationship, credibility, trust. It's all built on trust, as we all know.
And the margins are higher, Chris.
Yeah.
People will pay you more. You use the word trust. Trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice. Trust will deliver you higher margins.
Yeah, for sure. And longevity in relationships. And then they might recommend you to another client or customer, and on it goes. You know, the virtuous circle.
Right.
expanding what, your business and your influence, your impact.
Right, exactly. What else?
Well, just again, getting small businesses to think about sort of the range of services. It doesn't have to be, you know, hiring some company like a design company. You know, let's talk about design or logo design or video production or marketing kinds of help. You know, you have to engage. The range of options are huge. You can get a company that has sort of full service, and they'll do everything from print and collateral to social media or whatever. Or you can hire someone through a site like Fiverr that'll turn around a logo design within like 24 to 72 hours, and they're inexpensive. And you get bid it out, get a bunch of options, and pick the one you like, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the range of potential relationships as well as the speed of turnaround can all be controlled by the small business, all in the hands of the proprietor and his or her team.
Projects, you can hand projects off to people that you've never met, never will meet, a specific project. You can micro manage the credentials to make sure that you've got just the right qualified person. They're out there, and that's how they want to make a living. They like the gig economy, don't they?
Yeah, it's like the Uber model, right?
You
know, my nephew drives for Uber when he wants to.
Right.
It's a few extra bucks. He logs in and gets into the app.
Uber's one of the great success stories. I use Uber all the time when I'm on the road. All the time.
Yeah.
Whenever I can. I use it all the time. Chris, here's the website again, please, one more time.
Yeah, so improvisingcareers.com. Again, based on my years as a musician, I figured let's use the improvising music metaphor for improvising careers.
There you go. All right, so we're going to take a quick break and come back with more to come from our good friend Chris Bishop. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.